Welcome to another edition of In the Pines, a program of homegrown folk music performed and recorded in Upper Michigan and northeastern Wisconsin. I'm Bill Hart. Since the folk revival of the 1960s, special esteem has been accorded to performers that not only draw from the tradition, but also add to it. I'm speaking of singer-songwriters. The fact is that such performers have always been a part of the folk music scene, if only by way of the fact that the popular ballad of today might become the folk song of tomorrow. In any case, it has become a common practice at folk festivals to create a showcase for songwriters via one or more workshops. This week we'll take in such an event at the 8th Annual Hiawatha Traditional Music Festival in Marquette. Here's folk singer Ralph Wahlstrom to lead off the Hiawatha Songwriters Workshop.
My wife and I and a six-month-old son lived in northern China for a year. And when we were there, that's him right there. Hi, Eric. When we were there, I wrote some songs about the Chinese, things like My Dirty Little Commune in the Pines, the first Chinese bluegrass song, and Sunset Over the Commune, and the Comrades' Night Soil Lament. Well, this one's going to make up for those. I'm doing those tomorrow, but this one is one I wrote recently to prove to myself and everybody else that we also like China. We had fun. It was colder than theirs. This is called Middle Earth. We remember well with a love that swells more each day that passes by. How the land of dust and the flat gray plains brought our wandering so high. From the barren soil and the wretched toil and the backs bent low from birth. Well, we give our hearts to the gentle folk in the land of the Middle Earth. When we placed a hand over foreign sand, we were woman, man, and child. And we went it well for our bread and jam through our bitterness the while. Every sweet brown face of the ancient race tried to understand our pain. Until late and late, the anger fades in the land of return again. From the barren soil and wretched toil and the backs bent low from birth. Well, we give our hearts to the gentle folk in the land of Middle Earth. Somehow passed by the frenzy and the speed. We try to see all our differences and the solitude we need. So we huddle close with the lamp turned low, try to count the grains of sand that have seeped into our identity for the love of the Middle Land. From the barren soil and the wretched toil and the backs bent low from birth. Well, we give our hearts to the gentlefolk in the land of the Middle Earth. From the barren soil and the wretched toil and the backs bent low from birth. We give our hearts to the gentlefolk in the land of the Middle Earth. Thank you. I'm going to give this up to somebody now.
The next gentleman is a local recording artist and songwriter. His name is Dave Berry. Dave, how about a song?
Well, I'll do a tune I wrote a couple winters ago. I think sometimes people lose sight of the fact that when you play music for a living, it can turn into a job real fast, especially around the UP in the winter, driving through snowstorms. And just like any other job, there's always someone in the crowd that thinks they can do it better than you. So I wrote this tune as kind of a plea to just let us do our tunes. I've played your honky-tonks, I've sung your songs, I've seen your children cry some all night long. I've been to your weddings, tasted your wine. I've kept your secrets, I've told the line. Won't you please just give me a sign? Tell me you know how I feel. Instead of crying out just one more time, keep your hands upon the wheel. You've made your presence known throughout the years. You've used my music to excuse your tears. I'm here for your happiness, not your kind. I'm not your jukebox, please keep your dimes. It seems so hard for you to give me that smile, then you expect it in return. I've a job to do, just like you. Sit back and let the wheels turn. Won't you please just give me a sign? Tell me you know how I feel. Instead of crying out just one more time, keep your hands upon the wheel. Keep your hands upon the wheel. Boy, keep your hands upon the wheel. Thank you.
We're going to isolate one of the chicken chokers now and get Mark Graham up here to do a song for us.
This song is a gospel song I wrote for a friend of mine a couple of years ago, and it's called Zen Gospel Singing. It goes like this. Well, I once was a Baptist, and on each Sunday morn, I'd be in church praying, as sure as you're born. we'd sing there like angels in that good harmony. But sin and salvation are no longer for me. And now I'm a Buddhist. I chant my mantra each day. But I miss that hymn singing in that good gospel way. So we'll sing to old Buddha and the wonders of Zen. We'll meet in Nirvana. Yes, we'll be there then. Well, my old friends don't like me since I shaved my head. And they all talk about me as if I were dead. But my good old Zen buddies, they think I'm okay. But I can't get them singing more than one note a day. And as we sit there cross-legged, eating brown rice and tea, we chant out our mantras in four-square harmony. We don't sing of salvation or a heavenly home. It's in gospel singing, just om, om, sweet om. Thank you.
The next song comes to us from the MC of this program, Mark Mitchell.
Om, sweet om. This, the legend of the ghost of John Floyd came to me from a friend of mine who's sort of an amateur historian out in Ontonagon way. Pretty woman waits in the forest mine location for lover to come calling when the last shift whistle blows. Near the little town of Rockland, John Floyd sets the charges, split apart the copper rod in the mine, so to mine. She bakes a pie just for him from the berries she has gathered from the flattened plains that lie just a mile beyond the ridge. On this fateful day in April, 11th fathom level, sleep and charge of powder sends John to the promised land. There are footsteps in the distance, and the sound is drawing near. There's an oil lamp flickering in the eerie evening light, and the ghost of John Floyd is a tap, tap, tapping on the windows. And the ghost of John Floyd is restless tonight. Word of the tragedy spread throughout the Keweenaw. The pretty woman dares to hope till the rumors are confirmed. The townsfolk gather round her to afford some comfort to her now. Many mine and men have died. They understand her grief. She packs her bags with all she owns, closes down the tiny house that holds so many memories Oh, the man she dearly loved, she leaves a little town behind, never to return again. Her sobs come deep and hard as she looks back one last time. There are footsteps in the distance, and the sound is drawn near. There's an oil lamp flickering in the eerie evening light, and the ghost of John Floyd is a tap, tap, tapping on the windows. And the ghost of John Floyd is a restless tonight. In the town of Victoria, in the forest mine location, the old folks tell a tale of the spirit of the night. They say he walks so slowly with a sad and searching manner, and his face is clothed in shadow, though a lamp swings at his side. He's dressed just like a mining man, pail and shovel in his hand. When he is acknowledged, he nods but never speaks. He's looking for the woman who was the lover of his life. They say someday he'll find her and he'll walk the streets no more. There are footsteps in the distance, and the sound is drawing nearer. There's an oil lamp flickering in the eerie evening light, and the ghost of John Floyd is a tap, tap, tapping on the windows. And the ghost of John Floyd is a restless tonight. Thank you. Okay, we're going to get Tim Pegelow up here, and then maybe we'll have Ralph and Dave back for one more before this workshop is over.
My grandfather was a Great Lakes sailor. He sailed on the schooner Sunrise, which sank in 1896, 40 miles northeast of Chicago. He survived. All the crew members survived. The dog survived. And the boat sunk. 25 years later, the boat returned to the harbor of Milwaukee in search of my grandfather. Don't ask me why, but it certainly did. It rose from its eerie grave at the bottom of Lake Michigan. Well, sailing has been a tradition that has been on this planet for many, many centuries, from the Phoenicians and Vasco da Gama. Sailing is not an easy life by any means, and this is a song I wrote a couple of winters ago, all snowed in central Wisconsin, while looking at the maps on the wall. It's called Neptune's Harsh Mistress.
There are many brave ones who've sailed upon the sea, left a life behind them of friends and family. 'Twas all for different reasons, some are running from the strife, and how they prayed to heaven to save their wretched lives, their wretched lives, their wretched lives. Outward bound from Liverpool into the Irish Sea, pressure swirled around them, the waves in harmony. Upon the west horizon, anvil's mountain in the sky, they're sending up their omens, prepare now. You know why, yes, you know why, yes, you know why. For every placid ocean and every sunny day that's off rolling in motion, they will be held to pay. Yes,
hell to pay, hey, there's hell to pay. From the Cape of Good Hope across the Goulash Bank, place of shoals and currents where many ships have sank. Keep fighting off the leeward shore, the raking otters cry. See jagged rocks, that coral heads to tear your keelay rye. Your keelay rye, your keelay rye. For every placid ocean and every sunny day, that soft rolling motion, there will be hell to pay. Yes, hell to pay, yes, hell to pay. Seaward from the eastern shore along the Hatteras Plain, in the west Sargasso Sea and up from San Martin, a triangle from Bermuda lies where many lives were lost. Swim with the barracuda and you will pay the cost. You pay the cost, you pay the cost. For every placid ocean and every sunny day, that soft rolling motion, here will be hell to pay. Yes, hell to pay. Yes, hell to pay.
Well, I've talked about sailing out of Liverpool into the Irish Sea at the end of the Gulf Stream that brings all the storms from North America to England. I've talked about sailing around the southern tip of Africa with Vasco da Gama. I talked about sailing off Cape Hatteras, a place of shoals and currents. Let's bring this song down to home, the great sweet waters that surround us here. Through the Straits of Mackinac, many of us sailed, bounded by great beauty, all of them regaled. Knocked through Devil's Doorway and through the Bay of Green, for many ships have come that way, nevermore we're seen, nevermore we're seen, nevermore we're seen. For every placid ocean and every sunny day, that's soft rolling motion, there will be hell to pay. Yes, hell to pay. Yes, hell to pay. Yes, hell to pay. Yes, hell to pay.
Thank you very much.
Since this is a songwriter's workshop, I thought I'd vary the style on this mix. I wrote this for a relative and my best friend. We split up for a while, and ideas kind of went different ways, but I'm happy to say that I'm back, and so is the friendship. This was called You Got the Devil in One Eye and an Angel in the Other.
Well, you look just like your mother. Sometimes you act just like her too. Always trying to please another. It's time you try to please you too. The devil in one eye. Ooh, you got an angel in the other. But that's all right with me. We're slowly drifting in different directions. There are some things you just can't control. We don't talk or see much of each other. Distance is finally taking its toll. Your view seems so clouded anymore. but it just might be me. Just as long as we never close that door, we can always find something on which we agree. The devil in one eye. Ooh, you got an angel in the other. All right, yes, it's all right with me. It's all right. It's all right with me. Thank you. Have a nice afternoon.
Dave Berry closing out a songwriter's workshop from the July 1986 Hiawatha Folk Festival in Marquette. Our thanks to the Hiawatha Music Cooperative and Craig Sound Systems of Fargo, North Dakota for helping to make this program possible. I'm Bill Hart. See you next time in the Pines.